What's up, School of Sales Podcast? Hey, we announced the speakers for the Sales Girl Summit happening June 12th through the 14th in Alpharetta, Georgia. I want to make sure you get your tickets and do not miss this because, these speakers are going to bring it down, baby. So let me tell you a little bit about them really quick. We have Miss Megan Hansen. Megan Hansen is the founder of the Metabolism Makeover. Now, why does this matter? Well, first of all, who wakes up thinking that they want to make over their metabolism? Most people aren't thinking that. But Megan has made the metabolism makeover something that people desire to do and has made the metabolism something that people want to work on. A lot of us are selling the things that aren't really sexy, so to speak. We're selling, you got to do the things that people don't necessarily want to do, like wake up early, look at your finances, read, study, get rejected, get told no. Like Megan has mastered the ability to make the unsexy thing become sexy, become cool and desirable. And what's even more amazing about Megan is she teaches metabolism typically. So we don't typically hear a lot of her business brain, but she is one of the most impressive business brains I've ever heard. We have Miss Charla Barrett. She is the charisma queen and she's going to talk all about charisma. Now she's personally coached myself and Kat in charisma. Now I want to tell you why charisma is so important and what I've learned from Charla. Charisma is the perfect mixture of warmth and competence. If you're too warm, you can come across really not competent. You can come across maybe even a little bit ditzy. I hate to say that word, but just a little like too soft, right? Overly competent, you come off too cold and hard to connect with. So having that perfect combination of warmth and competence, that's what makes you irresistible. Think about the word irresistible. It's too powerful to resist. Imagine walking in a room and someone experiencing you and thinking, I simply can't get enough of her, honestly, and I would pay to be in her presence. That's the power of charisma, and Charla's going to teach us all about that. We have Miss Ashley Brock, who is the marketing queen. She is going to teach us how to really fill a room with the marketing skills combined with sales skills. So if you can fill a room, whether it's a virtual room or if it's an in-person room or a workshop, it is inevitable for you to be successful. Because sometimes it's just a numbers game to be able to get your message in front of more people, to get that exposure. And Ashley has been proven to be able to do that over and over and over again. She filled an in-person conference with like 150 people in the room in like 40 days, which is insane. And then I think she had over 200 people online for that conference. So she was able to fill a room with over 500 people in a very short amount of time. And she's going to teach you all about what that looks like. We have Miss Katie Barbary. Katie is really amazing because she is a service entrepreneur. She teaches Pilates. And this girl has scaled her Pilates studio from one single reformer in a closet to who knows how many reformers and like 8 Pilates teachers. But here's what's even more amazing. The freedom that Katie has is not only having people come and teach at her studio, but she has developed these teachers to do an even better job than her. If you have a team and you have people coaching for you or working under you, you can possibly worry that they don't represent you the way you desire them to represent you, right? Well, Katie has mastered this art of leading people and developing people into a representation of her that she's proud of. And that's where the freedom really comes. Lastly, we have Mr. Myron Golden. I don't have many words for him because it's Myron Golden. Just look him up on YouTube and you'll know what I mean. He is our coach. He is our mentor. When I found Myron, he changed my life just by hearing him talk about business on principles based in the Bible. But what really made me quantum leap was experiencing him in person because I ended up getting like a taste of his essence and I got to absorb his essence. And that essence comes from his experience. It comes from his root system, from his wisdom, from him going from the trash man to the cash man. Like that experience alone is what has made me quantum leap, truthfully. And I can't believe that he's going to be on our stage, what? At Sales Girl Summit. And I'm just honored to share him with you in this capacity. Now, what I just shared with you is just a tiny tip of the iceberg of what's going to go down at the Sales Girl Summit. So take a look at the link in the show notes. Got a little bit more detail on the content. I don't really want to give it all away. I want there to be some surprises. So there's a little more detail. And there's also a PDF. If you want your employer to try to pay for this conference, there's a PDF on that page that you're going to be able to download and send to them to hopefully get them to pay for your trip to Sales Girl Summit, baby. I can't wait to see you June 12th through the 14th in Alpharetta, Georgia. Click the link in the show notes to get your ticket, and I'll see you at the top, baby. Let's go. If you are somebody that has an offer that you know is transformative, the problem is that other people don't really understand how transformative it is. They know they want a different lifestyle. They know they want a different result, but they don't quite see how your offer is the key to that. And maybe you feel like this secret, like ninja, this person who's just walking around as an incognito, you know, sales girl that has like this amazing offer that'll change people's lives, but other people don't see it in a way that it is for them. So today I want to talk to you about kind of how to navigate that and how to keep people's framing and focus on the right thing. So I'm curious to know if you've ever had an epiphany moment. And I like to call this epiphany moment where it's, you know, you like have this realization of like, whoa, I have something incredible. I have something so special. And I could sell this thing. I remember having that epiphany when I was learning sales skills at the time, and I was learning them to grow my other business, my first business. And I was going to my dad's office and we were practicing and role-playing and I was implementing. I was having so much success. I was having so much fun. And I walked into Starbucks to order my usual drink at the time, which this is not my usual drink. So please don't get me this coffee. It's so funny. I'll say these things and people are so nice and they'll get me a coffee that I talk about in my videos, but it's not the coffee that I drink anymore. But I said, can I have a tall, extra hot, skinny vanilla latte? And the barista looked at me and she just said, we're out of sugar-free vanilla, which is like a flat face. And I remember kind of being discombobulated and trying to look, like, I hardly ever look at the Starbucks menu. I mean, who looks at the menu? Everyone knows what they want. And I'm trying to, you know, get my bearings and figure out what I want. And I felt kind of disappointed and I felt deflated and I felt discombobulated. I know that sounds dramatic, but really I did. And so then I think I just ordered like caramel or something, like sugar-free caramel. And then I went to go wait for my order. And I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, like even a Starbucks barista, her life would be better with sales skills. And I know that you're probably thinking like, Macy, that's a little dramatic. Like where on earth did you get that experience with that conclusion that, you know, she told me what the facts of the situation was that she was out of sugar-free vanilla. How on earth did you pull from that her life would benefit from sales skills? And it was this moment I realized, oh, like she's thinking about what she doesn't have, not what she does have. She's thinking about what I can't experience, not what I could experience. She was delivering information rather than thinking about how do I deliver a transformation. So a very slight adjustment to that response could be as simple as, hey, you know, we don't have sugar-free vanilla, but here's what we do have. We have pumpkin spice. It's actually seasonal. And when you enjoy a pumpkin spice latte, it is going to transport you into the crisp fall season and bring all your favorite memories to life. Now just notice the difference. When someone says, I don't have sugar-free vanilla, all you think about is what you don't have, right? Versus when you think about, oh, here's another option. Here's another possibility. Here's another experience that I could enjoy that I never even thought about before. And you see, like sales girls, here's what's cool about a sales girl is we're always thinking about a payoff. Okay. What does this mean? This means we're always thinking about what does the offer, what does the coffee, the sugar-free vanilla, the pumpkin spice, the not having sugar-free, even the not having sugar-free vanilla, like what is the payoff of not having that? Okay. And so when you're always thinking about the value and what's on the other side of any kind of offer, you naturally just have to think really positively. You have to bring this dead information, right? The dead information of that we're out of sugar-free vanilla to life into something so much better. My dad has always said, hey, how do you take candy from a baby? You offer them something so much better instead. And that is so much about what selling really and truly is. Now, here's what ends up happening, okay? So you get this epiphany moment and you end up on this island. I like to call it like this bridge of belief island. And I'm going to grab me a marker. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I highly recommend watching this on YouTube because I'm going to draw this out. We talk often about this bridge of belief. And I feel like when you have this epiphany moment, you end up on this island right here where it's like your sold island. Okay. It's like, oh, this is game changing. This is where I'm about to live. Like, I'm about to offer this offer. I'm about to sell it for money, and I'm going to be a representation of it so much so that people can't help but want to buy it. So I'm going to move on this island. Okay. But then you have these other prospects right here that don't really get it. Right? Like, this is the side of the island where you're walking around with these other people in the world, and they're over here. They're like, I see that you're like obsessed with sales skills and what you do and how you help people, but I don't see how it could help me. So I'm just going to keep on doing my thing. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so then you're over here just waiting for them to get it, waiting and wishing and hoping and praying, and definitely not persuading, because persuading is really advising people into a decision, like guiding them into a decision and being really direct and helping them see how it could be for them. Now, a lot of times people get into conversations with you. You know, we are all about those sales conversations, and they're talking to you about your offer, but they have that lack mentality, like that Starbucks barista. They have the mentality of like, this won't work for me. This is way too hard. This is not something that I can do. That doesn't seem like it would fit me, and all of these things. And I notice what ends up happening with people. Okay, they have this epiphany moment and they think, oh man, this is where it's at. I'm fired up. But then they talk to the person who's not quite on their island yet, and this person is questioning them. They're saying those things, that kind of lack mentality. They don't think like a sales girl. They don't think what this could do for them. They think of how this won't work for them. That is a natural human tendency. I'm telling you, we are made to survive, not thrive. Our brains are wired to keep us safe, to experience pleasure, and for things to be really easy. So whenever you're offering a new idea, a new concept that would change how you're already doing things and you already feel safe and pretty comfortable, it's like, why on earth would your brain find ways to move forward? In fact, it's only going to find ways not to move forward. So when people start questioning you, because this is normal, okay? When people start questioning you, what ends up happening is you start to doubt yourself. You start to wonder, can they do it? Is this something that would be helpful for them? Am I able to really help them have the payoff that I've had? I don't really know. And so then you kind of start to slip back on this is the bridge of belief right here. You start to slip back onto their island, okay? And then you start to be super uncertain. You start to be super hesitant. And that really shows up in everything that you do. You kind of walk with a sense of questioning. You talk with a sense of questioning and doubt. You might be a little slumped over. You might procrastinate a little bit more. I mean, if you are doubting yourself, there's no way you're making really compelling content. It's just impossible. So what's so important here is that you really kind of take on this stance and take on this identity of like, hey, I can handle their story, right? Like, I can handle their doubts. I can handle their questions. In fact, I invite them because I know that this is just their human tendency. So if we think of this as the bridge and this is the water, and I'm drawing it like this because it's super like a lot of waves and wind, and there's sharks, and there's all kind of threats in this water. And you are talking to them on either side of the bridge, okay? You're saying, hey, like, here is the life that you could live on this island right here. It is so much better. It is so much more incredible. Like, come. But what's happening is they're looking down and thinking, oh no, what if I lose it all? What if this doesn't work for me? What if it's too hard? What if my reputation is at stake? What if my marriage falls apart because I, you know, invest in it? I mean, the things that people come up with, literally people, the conversations I'm having right now, people are saying, oh my gosh, it's an election year. And I have absolutely nothing to do with the election year, but that's what they're thinking about. They're looking into the waters and thinking, look at all these sharks that could eat me. I better not jump. I better not jump from my island to your island. And what you want to do instead of letting them look down, the first thing you're going to do is acknowledge their thoughts. Okay, the last thing we want to do is say something like, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about the election right now? What? You can't do this? Why would you think that? No. That's only going to repel them because their brain is so bought into this story. When you offer something that's completely the opposite of where their brain is at, it's going to like repel it and they're going to walk the other direction big time. Okay. So we're not going to do that. We're going to acknowledge it and say something like, hey, I hear you. It is so important to feel so good about the next decision that you're going to make. I hear you. It is an election year. And it feels really good to know that there's predictability ahead of you. And election years just don't always offer that. Right? We can all agree on that. Yes. Hey, like, I know you're feeling like a little bit of self-doubt, and I totally hear you. Anytime you do anything new, it's going to require you to think differently about yourself, which ultimately is going to bring self-doubt. It totally makes sense. What is this doing? This is getting you on the same team. I want you to imagine you on your island. This is when you acknowledge it, you are quite literally walking your little hiney over here and coming beside them. Now, we're not living here, okay? We're not moving islands. We're just visiting to acknowledge where they're at, okay? The second thing you're going to do is reframe their thoughts. So once you acknowledge their thought, which is, hey, I hear you, like, I want to feel really confident in, you know, what it is that I'm doing. A reframe might say, I'm curious, like, have you thought about what could potentially be the best case scenario from this outcome, right? This is them thinking about worst case scenario, totally normal. Let's just get, the way I think about it personally is like, hey, it's cool. Like, let's think about worst case scenario because we want to be wise and smart. And let's just give equal airtime to best case scenario. What if we just dreamed for a second? What could happen potentially? Okay, so let's say your offer is a $20,000 offer. Okay, and you teach them how to make, I don't know, $100,000 potentially. So they're thinking, you know, what if I lose that money? Okay, hey, I hear you. It's so important to feel confident in the decision that you're going to make. I'm curious. You know, have you thought about what if this does work out for you? What would that look like? It's like, well, I would make, you know, the $20,000 back. That would be pretty cool to at least break even. It's like, oh, cool. Okay. Is there anything else that could potentially happen for you? Well, like, I could finally get this business up and running. I could finally make a little bit of extra money to send my kid to private school that I've been wanting to do. Okay, cool. So all this is doing is we're taking their focus and putting it up the bridge. Now, the bridge is a very safe way to cross. Them thinking about jumping over, like, of course that is super scary. Like, we don't want them to just jump right away, because what will end up happening is they'll either fall in because they're not super bought in, right? They become buyers, not believers. Or they jump, they get a little nervy, right? They realize, oh man, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. This is going to require more work than I thought it was going to require. Oh man, I don't know if I can do this. And then they jump right back and they don't ever buy from you again. So we don't want that. We want to move them up the bridge safely and in a way that makes them want to stay over here, okay? So acknowledge, reframe, and then seed. Seed new thoughts. What do I mean by that? It is so insanely wild how one sentence that you offer somebody is something that will open their mind to a new vision that they've never ever thought about before. So I like to see thoughts of like, the reframe was like, what if it did work out? Like, seeding a new thought could be like, what if this worked out better than you ever thought that it could? What if not only could you homeschool your child, but actually hire a full-time teacher so that your child is not only in private school, but homeschooled and you can travel with her, your daughter? Like, what if you make so much money that you get to invest in the masterminds you've always wanted to invest in, hire a private homeschool teacher, and fly with your family and the homeschool teacher to all these masterminds and get to raise her in this entrepreneurial world? It's like, wait, what? Is that even possible? Guys, I will never forget when a mentor of mine, he was sitting with us at our at our HQ, and we were just talking about this plan and this idea that we want to have for the business. And he just kind of stopped us and he said, "Hey, you know that this is going to be the smallest thing you'll ever do, right?" I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, you guys are going to do something so big. I don't know what it is, but this is the smallest thing you'll ever do." This was probably 4 years ago. And the way that seeding of a new thought absolutely turned my life upside down. All I could see was new possibilities. All I could see was up. All I could see was my potential. All I could see was new opportunities because of that one seeded thought. And I will tell you, when we invested in our $350,000 coach, he said something really simple. He said, "You know, you really should consider the VIP offer," which was $350,000. And he said, "When you do this VIP offer, you will do between 4 and 9 million next year," is what he said. And at the time, we had done like 1.5 million. And that vision of doing 4 to 9 million, because I'm a sales girl, okay, I know how to keep my mind focused on the payoff, keep my mind focused on the best case scenario, keep my mind focused on what is on the other side of the hard work. That is what I held on to. I held on to the vision of doing 4 to 9 million the following year, literally in 1 year, more than doubling, tripling, like what? And that is the very thing. And when we did, we ended up investing in the $350,000. We learned like a little strategy. I say a little strategy because we just kind of took what we did and repackaged it in a new offer and a new way of selling it. And within 2 weeks, we earned that $350,000 back. Now, was those 2 weeks a breeze? Absolutely not. It was insanely intense and a lot of work went into it. But the ability to pursue that work with joy and excitement was because the payoff was in mind of what was on the other side of this. Now, if you're watching this video and you're listening to this episode, I'd be willing to bet that you don't sell a get skinny, get rich, and have a lot of friends pill, right? Like, you require people to do work to get the transformation, right? You are the mediator and you offer programs and ways to help people get transformations. But at the end of the day, they've got to put in the effort and put in the work. And so your ability to not only have a beautiful sales process so that they want to do the work, but that they are so committed and focused on what's possible, not what could go wrong, that's going to be a reflection of your leadership and ultimately of their results. And when they have amazing results, what ends up happening is you have people that represent your payoff in a way that's so much more clear and beautiful than you could ever even say to somebody. And that, my friend, is how you build really just a beautiful brand in a identity and a culture that people desire to be a part of. If this is helpful, definitely click below to subscribe. And make sure you join our Sell Your Offer Challenge. It is by far one of the most transformational 5-day challenges that you will be a part of. Like, a lot of this we do with you and your business, and we spend a little bit more time in this kind of arena of how to communicate that payoff consistently, and it will be so huge for you. So all that information is below in the description, and I hope to see you there.